Three, two, one.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. It is Sunday, June 29th. We are on the cusp of July, which means we are only a couple of months away from the season. We're just about 6 weeks away from the beginning of preseason, and it is a good time to start diving in and previewing divisions. So that is what I am going to be doing for the next few weeks. We're going to take a division a week, talk about some of the changes, some of the big players on the team, and a little bit of how I expect the division to shake out. Today, we are starting with the team that produced the best record in the NFL, and that is the NFC North. That's the Vikings, the Bears, the Packers, and the Lions. A really fun division and an interesting one to talk about. First up, we're going to take them in order of how they finished last year, would be the Detroit Lions. The Lions finished 15-2, pretty impressive. They were first place in the division. They lost a few people. Most notably, they lost their offense and defensive coordinator, Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. They brought in a few players, some defensive players. They brought in some new corners like DJ Reed and Rocky Sin. But not a lot of big changes, especially on offense. And that's because their offense was pretty good. Fantasy finishes last year, Jared Goff was QB6. Jahmyr Gibbs finished as RB1. David Montgomery, RB18, even though he missed a couple games at the end of the season. Amon-Ra St. Brown, wide receiver 3, Jameson Williams, wide receiver 22. Both of them eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark last year. And Sam Laporta finished as tight end 8. You know, he was tight end 1 as a rookie, so maybe a little bit of a step back. But he's better than you remember. I expect this offense to be pretty good humming along again. Losing Ben Johnson, I'm not going to say that isn't going to impact them, but I think they still have a lot of great pieces in place. I also like their number 3 receiver, Tim Patrick. I think those are all guys you want in fantasy, and they should be guys that have another very strong year in 2025. Something to look out for. Will Goff finish as a top 12 QB? I like him better a little bit as a top end QB2, but you know, I think Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta and Jahmyr Gibbs are all in line to be top 12 at their positions. I think Williams finishing in the top 25 among receivers wouldn't be a shock again. David Montgomery, a little bit of a wild card, but probably a solid RB2, so a guy you want to be looking out for. Let's move on to the number 2 team in the division, a team that had a lot more changes and their losses, they lost a tackle in Cam Robinson, defensive tackle in Jerry Tillery. They brought in a few players. They brought in improvements on the offensive line, including Ryan Kelly and Will Freeze. They got Javon Hargrave on the defensive line. They brought in Rondale Moore. Some pretty solid fantasy finishes last year. Aaron Jones came over from the Packers, finished as RB14. Justin Jefferson, wide receiver 2, one of the best in the league. Jordan Addison, wide receiver 21. They're another team that has a pretty dynamic duo. TJ Hockenson missed a lot of the season recovery from injury, still finished as tight end 34. So what do we expect from this fantasy production? Well, a couple of big things. They brought in Jordan Mason at running back from the San Francisco 49ers. He joins in a platoon with Aaron Jones, who returned. I don't know if Jones will finish quite as high or quite as strong as he did last year. Also played all 17 games, which has been a little bit of a rarity in his career. I think they brought in Mason, the guy who filled in great for the 49ers last year, as a hedge there. I also think there might be more of an intentional split week to week to keep Aaron Jones healthier and available as they're going along. But the biggest question is probably JJ McCarthy. He was first round pick last year, didn't play, got injured in preseason, missed the whole season, but now it is his team. They don't have much behind him. They brought in Sam Howell from Washington and the Seahawks to be kind of that veteran backup, I guess. But I don't really think that's a challenge to the starting position. JJ McCarthy's the guy. He has a great supporting cast. But how he goes will also impact that cast. Now, I think Justin Jefferson is fine, but is the passing volume going to be consistent? Are they going to be as dynamic a passing offense? That makes a big difference when you're looking at TJ Hockenson, Jordan Addison, even Aaron Jones. You know, those are all pieces of the passing game. How are they going to get involved? Even a guy like Jalen Naylor, who may be a lower on your roster guy you're rostering as the third receiver in Minnesota. Had some big moments last year. Is that even going to be available for him this year? A lot of questions. You know, are they going to be more run heavy? But we had a lot of questions this time last year, and Sam Darnold, who was a journeyman who came in, who took over, really answered them all. We've seen Kevin O'Connell be able to deliver some big results with whoever he gets. So J.J. McCarthy was a first-round pick for a reason. Still, a lot of questions going in, and it makes sense. You know, I'm not giving up any of those big pieces of the Minnesota offense and fantasy. I think they're still going to be valuable, but will that value ebb a little bit? That's something to watch out for. Next up, another playoff team, the Green Bay Packers. They finished third in the division, but they were a strong 11-6. Among their losses, A.J. Dillon, who was out most of last year, moved on. They lost some defensive players, including Jaire Alexander, who was recently released. Among their additions in the draft, they went and nabbed Matthew Golden, first-round selection at wide receiver they've taken in a long time. They also brought in Mecole Hardman from the Kansas City Chiefs and some defensive players like Isaiah Simmons. Last year's fantasy finishes, Jordan Love was QB 17 in his second full season as a starter. Decent year, not an exceptional year. Josh Jacobs, first year at Green Bay, he was a dynamic fit for what Matt LaFleur wants to do there. Finished as RB6. Among receivers, Jaden Reed, WR29. Romeo Dubs, wide receiver 56. Christian Watson, who was injured late and might miss all of this season, wide receiver 76. Dontavian Wicks, wide receiver 72. Tucker Kraft, a real breakout at tight end, finished as tight end 10. So something to look out for. So what are we expecting from the Packers this year? Well, they have a lot of the same pieces in place. Now you add Matthew Golden, maybe minus Christian Watson. I think the question has always been, it seemed like Matt LaFleur, what he wanted to do, even going back to when Aaron Rodgers was still there, was to have a power running game and a complementary passing game. They didn't always have that, but with Josh Jacobs, it feels like they have that dynamic power running game that he has long wanted. That worked really well for them in 2024. I think it works really well for them again this year. Jacobs would be a top 12 option for me at running back. I think Love, still a solid QB2 option. A lot of interest in the receivers. How is that going to break out? Jaden Reed, Matthew Golden piqued my interest. Romeo Dubs, you know, it's his contract here. Is he going to step up? Dontavian Wicks, Bo Melton, those kind of guys are contributors. I think I'm betting mostly on Reed and Golden, but I don't think anyone really gets out of the 30s in terms of wide receiver finishes. I think they have a lot of low-end wide receiver 3s and wide receiver 4s and 5s on this team, and that's because they spread the ball around. Tucker Kraft, a guy I would take a shot on as a low-end tight end 1 again. I think he really proved himself in that position, has taken a step away from Luke Musgrave, both in terms of health and in terms of receiving talent. The fourth place team from last year in this division, the Chicago Bears, might be the most interesting team going into this next year. They were 5-12 last year, which, yeah, it's not great. Among their losses, veteran receiver Keenan Allen, still a free agent, but not likely back. They lost a guard in Tevin Jenkins. They lost some other role players. But who did they bring in? Well, first and foremost, they brought in Ben Johnson to be their new head coach and offensive coordinator. They also had a great draft, snagging wide receiver Luther Burden III, tight end Colston Loveland. They brought in a veteran quarterback, Case Keenum, to add some veteran presence in that room. And they brought in veteran role players like Olamide Zaccheaus at receiver. They're really working on making things over. They also probably had a better offense than you remember. Caleb Williams, number one overall draft pick, didn't have a sensational rookie year, went through three different play callers on offense, finishes QB 16. Not terrible. DeAndre Swift played all 17 games, was a godsend for them in the backfield, finished as RB 19. DJ Moore, wide receiver 16. Romo Odunze, wide receiver 49 in his rookie year. And Cole Kmet, tight end 19. You know, what's always been interesting is seeing how this team kind of comes together. Cole Kmet, a guy who has had some of the highest of highs in games, but really disappears at times, boom, bust. Now, the question would be, is he even really somebody you should make a point of rostering? I think Colston Loveland takes over that job and is probably the more primary tight end target, which really sets things back for Cole Kmet. The other question is, what are they going to do with receivers? You have DJ Moore, you have a second year coming on Romo Odunze, but now you add Luther Burden into the mix, another great pass catcher. The Chicago Bears actually had more passing attempts in 2024 than the Detroit Lions, the team that Ben Johnson ran before. Now, that's probably a testament some to the Lions' prolific run game. Will they have as prolific a run game? Well, that's another question here. DeAndre Swift, the guy that Ben Johnson's had before, had him for a little while in Detroit. Is there Roschon Johnson? Can he take a step up? They're kind of probably betting on that. They took a late round guy in Kyle Monongani. What do you expect from him? Will it be more of a pass heavy offense than it was in Detroit? Ben Johnson said, don't expect me to exactly replicate the Detroit offense. Okay, but what does that mean? Well, for fantasy, there are a lot of questions. I think you're holding on to all these pieces, but they have essentially at least five top-end targets if you're talking about the three receivers and the two tight ends. Six when you add in DeAndre Swift, and then they have players like Olamide Zaccheaus. That becomes a lot of mouths to feed. They've worked on the line. They're working on the scheme. How will Caleb Williams progress in year two? We'll see. How will this running game hold up and progress in year two with Caleb Williams? We'll see. It's a first year with Ben Johnson. I think there's a lot of exciting possibilities. So what does that mean for how this division shakes out? Well, I don't think Detroit's going to win 15 games again, but I do still think they end up winning the division. I would expect it to be more in the 10-11 win range. I think this division, they're going to beat up on each other a little bit, and they're going to get beat up on by other teams a little bit. I think they're going to have several good and competitive teams. They should have at least two playoff spots, could end up with three playoff spots. But what are those teams going to be? Well, last year at this time, I, along with a lot of people, thought Minnesota was going to take a giant step backward. They surprised. They were one of the best records in the league all year long. But they had a team that, while they had this strong finish, nobody completely believed in them. And we saw that in the playoffs where they lost in the wild card round to an upstart Rams team. This happened a couple of years ago with Kevin O'Connell when Kirk Cousins was still on the team. And the Vikings had won 12 or 13 games. They were clearly a high seed in the playoffs, but people didn't have a good feeling about the team and its ability to really compete at the end. They ended up losing to the Daniel Jones Giants squad in the first round of the playoffs, and the following year they really fell off quite a bit. I think that's going to happen again for a variety of reasons. You know, I think maybe Minnesota outplayed expectations and everything else last year, but also I think there is going to be a learning curve for JJ McCarthy. We thought last year with McCarthy and Sam Darnold there would be a little bit of a learning curve. Instead, Sam Darnold stepped in and thrived, and great for him, and he earned a free agent deal in Seattle, a team we'll talk about a little bit later in a couple of weeks. But I think McCarthy, you know, he had some time to soak some things up on the bench, but Michigan was not a power passing team when he was there. Even though they won the national championship, there are still some questions about how he adjusts to the professional game. And I think this is really going to be like the rookie year do-over because he wasn't on the field during the year. And this is a very tough division. I think Chicago will take a step up. They'll be closer to around the 8-9-10 win range. I think Green Bay remains in the 8-11 win range. I think one or both of those teams will make it into the playoffs as a wild card. I think it's going to be very competitive. I think you're, again, going to have three teams pushing for the playoffs and one team that's a little bit further behind. And this year, I think that's Minnesota. We'll see how it shakes out. We still have plenty of time as we go through the preseason and everything to see how it goes. And I will, of course, have my final playoff predictions at the end of all this when we get closer to the season. But that's how I'm feeling about the NFC North right now. How are you feeling about the NFC North? Be sure to drop us some thoughts in the comments. How do you think these teams are going to shake out? Do you think it's going to be much of a bigger fall off for Detroit, who lost both of their coordinators? I think they'll manage to survive it. I still like Dan Campbell in their core, but, you know, stranger things have happened. Until next week, I will see you guys. I hope you have a wonderful week. Next week, we'll be back talking about the AFC North, and that should be a fun one. So you guys have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you next Sunday.
Saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save